You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. For the time being, Winnebago County will remain one of two counties in the state without a countywide half-cent sales tax. A proposed resolution was brought before the County Board of Supervisors by Chuck Ferry on Tuesday night. A dozen people there spoke against the sales tax, including Joan Patterson of Oshkosh.
In 2024, there were 173,307 people in Winnebago County. Of those, only 49,418 owned homes. Only 28% of people would benefit from a property tax cut as a result of this sales tax increase. So again, it doesn't benefit those living at or below poverty level.
Winnebago County Executive Gordon Hintz also expressed his opposition to the sales tax.
As for the sales tax resolution before you tonight, I have strong reservations about municipal revenue sharing with the immediate and future needs of the county. In addition, I think the lack of a detailed and accountable plan that the public can understand needs to be addressed before any kind of ordinance of whatever kind involving a sales tax moves forward.
When the resolution was brought forward, not one of the 35 board members seconded the motion.
And that lacks for a second.
In addition to Winnebago, Waukesha County is the only other county that doesn't use the half-cent county option sales tax. The state allows counties to levy that tax, quote, for the purpose of directly reducing the property tax levy. This may not be the final word on a sales tax in Winnebago County, however. The Board of Supervisors could bring it forward again as an ordinance or as a resolution. Another name has joined the race for Wisconsin governor. Francesca Hong announced her candidacy. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
Hong has repped Madison in the state assembly since 2021. She's the first Asian American member of the Wisconsin legislature. She's a chef and first ran for state office to advocate for restaurant workers during the pandemic. Since then, she's campaigned on a progressive working class platform, and she referenced that in her first campaign video shot at a restaurant near the Capitol.
It's so stressful to get by these days, and I know a lot about stress. I work in restaurants. I started in this kitchen 15 years ago, and you might recognize what's across the street. A lot of people in that building don't get why it's so hard to get by right now. Working hard doesn't mean you can always keep up. One wrong step can lay you out flat. This is by design.
She was live on the air with Civic Media's Pat Kreitlow.
Universal child care and fully funded public schools, guaranteed paid leave and cheaper health care. These are transformative policies that I think are the responsible and practical ones where people will feel and they will know that this is what can improve their lives.
So far, the Democratic field of candidates is more crowded than the Republican one. Hong is up against State Senator Kelda Royce, who announced she's running Monday, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Two Republicans have declared their candidacy, Washington County Executive Josh Shoman and businessman Bill Berrien. The primaries are next August, and the general election will follow a few months later in November. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A Northeast Wisconsin state senator introduced a bill to explore a new state group health insurance plan for public school teachers and employees. Senator Jamie Wall of Green Bay and Representative Andrew Heisel of Sun Prairie want the Department of Employee Trust Funds to study the possibility, saying pooling risk across the state could result in savings for taxpayers and improving health benefits for teachers. Heisel said it's not fair that full-time teachers in the state pay more out of pocket for their health care than part-time legislators do. It's grave robbing of a different sort. Six historic cast iron cross gravestone markers were stolen from St. Patrick's Cemetery in Fox Crossing back in May. The markers are estimated to be around 150 years old and weighed about 100 pounds each. Fox Crossing police have now arrested a 58-year-old Lamartine man in connection with the thefts. They accuse Bradley Block of stealing the crosses and then selling them via Facebook Marketplace and eBay. Block currently faces one count of theft of movable property valued between $10,000 and $100,000 in Winnebago County Court. His initial court appearance will be October 6th. The Wisconsin State Assembly has passed a proposed bill that would effectively require state employees to return to in-person work full-time. The bill requires state employees to work in their office for at least 80% of the time. It passed 51-44 along party lines in the Republican-controlled State Assembly. Democratic lawmakers argued that the bill would not help the state government operate more effectively, saying remote work options helped state agencies recruit and retain good workers from across Wisconsin and helped them consolidate remaining physical workspaces. What was once considered a ghost ship has been found in Door County. Here's Civic Media's Isabella Nieto with the story.
The Wisconsin Underwater Archaeology Association announced the discovery of the long-sought wreck of the schooner F.J. King. The ship sank in a storm off of Bailey's Harbor, Wisconsin, nearly 140 years ago. According to a press release, 20 citizen scientists and community historians from around the Midwest participated in the search for the historic shipwreck. This is the fifth significant shipwreck located by the association in the last 3 years.
In Manitowoc, a common council seat left vacant when 58-year-old Jim Bray was killed in a car accident will now be filled by his widow. In a unanimous decision, the common council appointed Jody Bray to the District 4 seat. She said she'll fill out the remainder of the term in honor of her husband and his dedication to community service. Jody Bray will serve through April of 2026. With the Packers back in action and the Brewers heading to the postseason, the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is reminding sports fans to look out for fake memorabilia scams. Agency officials say scammers have been posting advertisements on social media for fake sports memorabilia with high-quality pictures and cheap prices to lure potential victims. The Better Business Bureau is reminding residents to research the company before making a purchase, check for certificates of authenticity, and be wary of deals that seem too good to be true. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers over the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers with a 9-2 win over the Angels. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff with his 10th win of the season has the freedom to decide when he's ready to play. Why? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. It's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What is our record since Woody started with us? That's something else. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
NFL, the Packers in Cleveland on Sunday. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love why the Browns' Myles Garrett is so highly regarded.
You know, he's one of those guys that can wreck a game for an offense, so definitely always got to know where he's at.
After Myles, what stands out on how the Browns' defense performed against the Bengals and the Ravens?
Man, I think they're just a really sound defense. You know, I think watching film, you know, they don't do a whole lot of crazy coverages. You know, they're pretty set in what they want to run. One of those defenses where it's like, hey, we're going to run this, and you guys got to come out and find ways to stop it.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Robert Redford is still all over the news following his death at the age of 89 earlier this week. If you're looking to binge some of his films, The Natural, Jeremiah Johnson, The Way We Were, All the President's Men, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, The Sting, 3 Days of the Condor, and Quiz Show can all be streamed on Amazon Prime. My weekend is set. Documentaries are bigger than ever these days. If you're a fan and live in the Milwaukee area or don't mind a road trip, do yourself a favor and check out the Dialogues Documentary Film Festival put on by Milwaukee Film. As much fun as it is to watch documentaries in the comfort of your own home, it can be a moving experience to check one out with a full crowd, especially if you stick around for insightful conversations during Q&As. The festival starts September 18th, and the venues are the historic Oriental Theater and Downer Theaters. Great fun in Milwaukee this weekend. The Emmy Awards were a lot of fun for actress Kristen Milioti, who won an Emmy for her role on The Penguin. Once the actual award show ended, though, the night went south, literally, when Milioti took a tumble and dropped her Emmy while arriving at an afterparty. The actress plays Sofia Falcone in the Batman spinoff and beat out some pretty stiff competition in Michelle Williams, Rashida Jones, and Cate Blanchett. To the best of my knowledge, the Emmy was not hurt. More news from the Emmys, and more specifically, the show White Lotus. The previous 3 years saw White Lotus as an Emmy darling, but this year the cast was completely shut out despite all seven Supporting Actors drawing nominations. White Lotus Season 3 won one Emmy this year for Original Main Title Music. If a show could win an Emmy Award for Beautiful Settings, White Lotus would probably be 4 for 4. While on the red carpet, Season 3 stars Parker Posey and Jason Isaacs let it slip that Season 4 will take place in the south of France. A nice assortment of films are opening this week in theaters. Afterburn stars David Bautista and Samuel Jackson. The story takes place after fire destroys Earth's eastern hemisphere and a treasure hunter sets out to find the Mona Lisa, but realizes that he needs to be a hero and save much more than just a painting. I have to say I'm intrigued, but there are no reviews in yet. Two films open wide that involve sports. Him is a horror film produced by Jordan Peele about a young athlete manipulated by an old pro. And The Senior stars Michael Chiklis as a 59-year-old former high school football player who returns to the gridiron to rectify history. It's rated PG. And there are only 7 reviews in, but they are all positive so far. Sounds like a feel-good. And if none of those titles grab you, you might want to check your local listings, as Apollo 13 is being re-released in a limited run. If nothing else I mentioned is to your liking, 94% on Rotten Tomatoes and Tom Hanks as an astronaut might be just what you need. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly sunny sky for today, an isolated storm or two around, and a high in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 60. More storms around Friday, high low 70s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Currently, it's 66.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.